child is 5 years old. We earlier were told that the child was 6 years old, but he is five. But imagine, this is 40 hours. We're talking about a 40-hour hostage standoff, and it's very, very delicate because as far as police know right now, the child is doing okay. You know, the child is a child with autism, and so he has been getting his medications, we're told, and so they're able to see that he is doing okay right now. So priority number one is getting him out alive.
What do neighbors say about this Jimmy Lee Dykes, the 65-year-old man who's holding this youngster?
Well, you know, they've been saying things like he's paranoid, that he moved in here about a year ago. And ever since, he's walked around with a gun, they said. At one point, one of the neighbors reported in a local newspaper that he actually beat the neighbor's dog to death with a pipe. So this is someone who they've been concerned about for a bit. And right now, when I spoke to the sheriff, he told me they've learned a lot about him within the last 40 hours, but they still don't have a motive here, and that's what they're wondering.
Do we know anything about a possible connection to the bus driver he's accused of killing or to that child?
Well, they're still looking into a connection with the bus driver. They're looking into that. But as far as the child, they believe it was really random, that there was no tie to this child before this incident. He reportedly went onto the school bus and demanded any child.
Are they in contact with him? Do they know what the youngster's condition's like?
From what I'm told, yes, they're able to speak to him, but you know what? They are not saying a whole lot here because they want to make sure that that he's not able to see any of the reports that are going on, because apparently he does have a television, and so he can't see what's going on outside. And so they're trying to limit our access to that information.
I did see that he was watching TV, and this must be some sort of elaborate bunker.
It really is. It is deep underground, and he is communicating with police through a pipe that goes from the bunker to the surface.